Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Entine speaking to you about the week beginning Monday the 13th of November and ending on Sunday the 19th. And of course, that is going to be the weekend before the holiday in the United States the following week, which is on the 23rd, Thursday the 23rd. Okay. Well, this Monday morning at 4:27 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Scorpio new moon occurred. Now, let me just say that there is a link. If you go to the blog page and the post that I did for last week, there is a separate link for the forecast for that new moon. I would think if you haven't, you might want to go ahead and listen to that because it was extremely important information for our own guidance, but also for what we were going to be seeing in the world. And it's unfortunate that we are having such an outpouring of anger. And one thing we have to remember, and especially the sign of Scorpio can teach us this, is that when we're afraid of losing control or being vulnerable and not surviving or something like that, we can react with fear. And fear can also be underneath what is manifesting as rage, right? I mean, this is just the sequence of emotion. Some people won't choose rage, but many people will. And we can see it all around. We can see it in the issues of Scorpio that have to do with the values of others. You know, and our intolerance for a different opinion involving certain things that are going on in the world. And maybe our intolerance for other things that are happening in our personal life is fueling some of that. But it is an extraordinary time. It's almost like the build-up. It's like there's a certain volcanic quality to Scorpio and Pluto because there's this deep power building up below the surface, right? And then eventually it blows itself through and there's more volcanic activity in the world itself right now. And, you know, reports about a bunch of earthquakes in Iceland, but they're expecting that volcano to go also. I mean, you know, what's happening on the outer, the inner, is experiencing and vice versa. This is a truth. You know, as within, so without, as above, so below. These are metaphysical truths. So the more we let ourselves be in that, and it's not easy. I mean, I can say it easily. It's a sentence in English. I can say it. But the more we can become aware. And that's one of the things about Scorpio also, is that Scorpio is a very instinctive response. In the lower levels of Scorpio, you have the snake and the spider and anything that feels like it's going to be hurt or harmed by the presence of something else instinctively and immediately attacks, right? We have the next level of the eagle, which is flying high enough to look down and see what's going on. And in the highest level, it would see how to work things out peacefully. In another level, it can see how to manipulate on the board, you know, to get the reactions or responses or things that they feel necessary, right? So it's the rare individual that will get to the point of putting this within the self and transmuting it from understanding what's happening within, and instead of going for the reaction, to be aware of it and not react with anything but the natural love that is really what's behind all things in creation. You know, this is something we could learn now, but it is not easy. And it, you know, we had all this time with the South Node in Scorpio to learn it, but it just seems like that South Node in Scorpio was, for most of the population of the world, building up all that magma that was going to explode in the lava flow of the volcanic response. So it would be important to know about this also on Monday, even after the new moon, because some of the energies, like the Mars opposition to Uranus that happened in the afternoon on Saturday, exact, Mars in Scorpio is going to be the warrior that we spoke of, the Scorpio attributes. It will be carrying that forward in whatever level of consciousness it's in. Uranus is the wild card of the planetary lineup. It's surprising, it's sudden, it's shocking. You know, so even astrologers can't always predict exactly what's going to happen if they see a Uranus aspect in a client's chart or their own chart. They can say it's going to be a time of sudden shifts and changes. You know, that's what they can say and be accurate about. But we had that opposition, which was also very much about the Scorpio qualities versus the changes that the conservative Taurus would be willing to look at, or the changes that were already made because it was a retrograde planet, and how they're going, and something is attacking, you know, with great force and determination. So, you know, you can imagine it in the outer world, but you may be feeling it in your own world. And on Monday morning, the moon brings that energy back in by going first opposite Uranus at 5:05 a.m., which maybe a lot of people in the United States are sleeping, but across the pond it's 10:05 a.m., British Standard Time. This is, again, going to be a conflict. And what can happen next with Moon going conjunction Mars in Scorpio at 7:18 a.m. is the burning desire for what? Revenge. Or the burning desire is just to be protecting whatever it feels it can become in control of. Again, it becomes the instinct to be safe and in the control seat. We have a little break here for the moon, but the sun is going to do this also. And the first thing that happens with the sun on Monday is the opposition to Uranus, and that's at 12:21 p.m. And so that's coming in, while the moon is giving us the ability to get the psychic information about it all, as it is trine retrograde Neptune in Pisces until 12:20 p.m. So listen to your hunches. You know, don't listen to your fears and what has to be, and I got to do this because otherwise I'm not in control of things or whatever. Don't listen to that voice. Try to feel into what Neptune is telling you. It might be a message it tried to tell you before, because it's a retrograde planet. And maybe you should try listening now, because the sun isn't at the moment. The sun in Scorpio, in authority, is, you know, is not willing. I mean, we have a lot of things in the outer world in the United States right now, like, you know, Congress that is facing whether we're going to shut down again and isn't addressing the major issues. It's, you know, how can we deal with this? You know, it's fixed. It's fixed signs. They don't budge, right? So, you know, if my power and my, you know, need to be in control is more important than anything else, you know, I'm not open to negotiations, right? And so this is a problem. But meanwhile, we have had some messages come in at 12:20, the sun opposition 12:21 p.m., and then moon in Scorpio is going to sextile Pluto in Capricorn at 6:03 p.m., and there is a place where we can start to apply something or get some advice from someone in a powerful position that is helpful. Sextiles are about helpful opportunities. You know, the energy flow isn't quite as easy as the trine, but it is a big help. So we may feel ourselves getting more grounded, which is something we really need after this weekend before and the new moon. And remember, this new moon is the two-week answer to the full moon lunar eclipse that was in Taurus, right? So it's about relationships still about that. So, you know, things are being revealed about others, you know, and this is maybe causing things to shift and change. So as we move on, we get to a void of course period until 9:23 p.m. on Monday when the moon enters Sagittarius, which right away there's going to be a downer, a frustration, an obstacle for the galloping celestial horse as it squares Saturn and Pisces until 10:28 p.m. But after this, it's going to move to join Mercury, that's now in Sagittarius, at 9:04 a.m. on Tuesday. So there's going to be a lot of conversation out there, a lot of information about people from far away. This may be in the outer world, of course. We're looking at everything in the other part of the world and some stuff that's going on here, about philosophies and religions and belief systems. But also, you know, it is a time when you might feel that your thoughts are truly affecting how you feel emotionally, and you may be overzealous, you know, with the need to get a point across. Perhaps this is where sometimes I did a post on the Astro Lessons Facebook page about Mercury entering Sagittarius, and you know, it's always called in detriment, and this is one of the moments that detriment could take place, where a lot of righteousness comes up. But you know, it's not always negative, it's just sometimes it is. Moon in Sag is having a helpful opportunity at 9:44 a.m. Maybe somebody said, hey, why don't you call so and so, and if you happen to reach that person, who might be a female in Libra, you can have some kind of a good agreement or a good conversation. You'll feel like things are working in a good way. However, don't get your hopes up too high, although Mercury will also sextile Venus at 7:48 a.m. on Wednesday. You know, this is another bring it forward energy. So you have that good feeling all of Tuesday, but the moon is moving to square Neptune. And that comes in, it's a long trip to the square. You feel it more as we get closer to 5:57 p.m. on Wednesday, but it's still suggesting that things are not clear enough for you to make that move. If you shoot the arrow and you think you're going to hit the bullseye, something may cover the bullseye before your arrow reaches it. Something may shift, something may change, information may not be correct. If it's long distance travel, weather issues may be wrong. If you're planning long distance travel, you may be seeing things in a way that's more idealized than when you get there. All right, so be mindful of that. Avoid, of course, moon after 5:57 p.m. on Wednesday. Moon enters Capricorn not until 2:41 a.m. on Thursday. It will now sextile Saturn in the wee hours, or, you know, you may still be up on the west coast of the United States, because it comes in at 3:49 a.m. So this is a time when some people who are having fears or, you know, issues can be getting some good advice, stabilizing energy from the moon in Capricorn. And things start to look better on Thursday. We've got moon in Capricorn trine retrograde Jupiter in Taurus until 5:48 p.m. in the Eastern time zone. And this is something where you're looking at some of the things that, you know, happened in the mundane world, and you're putting it together and trying to make sense out of it. You're in a waxing crescent phase now in the lunar cycle, first phase. So you're trying to look at where you want to plant your seeds, and how did where you plant your seeds do for you. And so this seems really good, and you may be very optimistic. But again, a retrograde planet is going to suggest there will be a change. It doesn't mean something terrible will happen, but it may just not be quite as good as it looks, because Jupiter is retrograde and will shift into direct motion. Finally, in December, I believe, it's finally going direct. So you'll find out, and you know, before the end of the year, what that kind of shift looks like. Moon in Capricorn goes on to square Venus in Libra at 7:16 p.m. because Moon in Capricorn thinks it knows. Moon in Capricorn has an authority, instant authority response. And so Venus, you know, Venus in Libra wants to discuss things, and Capricorn doesn't feel that it's necessary or practical or useful. So Venus is frustrated. And also, if she's looking for any kind of relationship energy at that point, she's frustrated too. After 7:16 p.m., we have the Mars trine Neptune coming in at 3:36 a.m. on Friday. So again, we have the warrior trying to figure out how to move forward and getting some psychic input that could be helpful, while the Sun in Scorpio is going trine Neptune also, 9:52 a.m., going back over what was my hunch, what was my instinct, what was coming into me psychically that I didn't pay any attention to before. It's time to look at it now. And the Moon in Capricorn is going trine Uranus and Taurus until 2:51 p.m. on Friday. Friday is going to be one of your better days all the way through. Just letting you know in advance. I mean, we've been having lots of challenges, and some of the good aspects have been having a retrograde planet, or, you know, occurring at a time when we're not awake. Friday is when you hit your stride, okay? Till 2:51 p.m., it's still a retrograde planet, but Moon in Capricorn is, you know, kind of looking at changes in financial status or property or, you know, things that have to do with values, and making, again, some sense out of it. And then we get that very soft energy for Capricorn when it is sextile Neptune in Pisces until 9:52 p.m. So it's kind of like, okay, I worked hard. I just want to relax now. You know, don't bother me. don't call me. I mean, I'm off duty. And I'm just relaxing and enjoying. Moon in Capricorn, sextile, Sun in Scorpio, until 10:49 p.m. So if you do happen to get an email or have a discussion with an authority also, you will reach a happy agreement together. You know, you're on the same page. And so that's something to know if you need to be on the same page with someone. And then the Moon in Capricorn sextiles Mars in Scorpio a couple of minutes later at 10:51 p.m., so you might take an action on it that works out. But the Sun is going to join Mars in Scorpio. That's the Sun's aspect coming in after the trine it had in the morning to Neptune. It's moving to Mars, 12:42 a.m., and that will be some kind of action. And we hope it's of a high level and a good level, because this is authority on steroids again, okay? And it's happening while the moon in Capricorn is going conjunction Pluto at 3:27 a.m. So this may be experienced again in the west coast of the United States or even mountain time, but certainly it'll be in play during the day for people who are half a world away from us. And so, you know, some very big things are going to come down, as they say, in that time frame. Avoid, of course, Capricorn moon moves into Aquarius at 6:28 a.m. on Saturday morning, Eastern time, and spends most of the day going to square Jupiter in Taurus until 8:50 p.m. So something about the future has been challenged, and it's challenged by some expansions or not expansions in the Taurus realm, but it also represents not being able to get another person to have your vision. You may have a more open and, you know, equality or exciting idea in Aquarius, whereas you've got certainly a very conservative idea with Jupiter in Taurus. And you may go overboard with Moon square Jupiter to compensate for some of the stress. So there are better ways to compensate for stress than, you know, running up a large bill on your credit card. You know, there's lovely essential oils or Bach flower remedies. You know, or just, you know, engaging in something that you love that isn't going to have consequences later, like, you know, three different desserts or something like that. Unfortunately, we miss a lot of this, but the next aspect is a really lovely one, and it is the Aquarius moon's trine to Venus in Libra. So on the East Coast, it's about 9 p.m. when this starts coming in, 3:12 a.m. on Sunday morning when it completes. And here is your great discussion. Here is your agreements about the future. This is where you start to think about what you want to do, if you want to have partnership, if you want to be involved in some kind of a negotiation that will benefit everyone. Aquarius benefits larger numbers, not just individuals here. That is the time. And it follows through until 5:39 a.m. because of the moon's sextil to Mercury in Sagittarius. So these conversations, these discussions, these ideas that are hopeful and, you know, again, have a wider viewpoint, this is a good time for those. But Sunday is not good again. You've had your little run here, and you've kind of come out of it in the, you know, most of Saturday, but then late night Saturday, it gets better. But now it's a moon in Aquarius square Uranus and Taurus, and that will go on to the square to Mars in Scorpio. So Sunday the 19th, the square to Uranus is at 5:53 p.m. You need to be aware that, again, with the square of, you know, fixed planets, people do not shift. Even if Uranus is the ruler of Aquarius, which it is, it's in Taurus. When they are sitting down with their idea, that's it, you know. So don't argue about things. You know, I mean, it may be very annoying because Moon in Aquarius is also has very strong opinion too. It's a fixed air sign. It's you know, has the openness to others and wanting it to apply to others, but it doesn't always have openness to a different idea. So, you know, don't. And if you do, and it's going to square Mars, yeah, well, you know, what can I say? That is a conflict I would not like to be part of. And that square to Mars comes in at 4:38 a.m. on Monday, and the moon will go square the sun at 5:50 a.m. on Monday. So you've got those two squares in the early morning hours. The second square is definitely a conflict with an authority figure, but it's also the square that brings us into the second quarter phase. So that's what we'll be in for the following week. And in the following week, some of the Scorpio energy starts to leave. We've already got Mercury out of it. And now the Sun will enter Sagittarius on the 22nd in time for Thanksgiving. And Mars will leave Scorpio, entering Sagittarius on Friday, the 24th. So that's what we'll be talking about next time. You know, just be as aware as you can. I mean, we're not perfect people. We can't always do everything the right way. We can't always be in control of our inner feelings. But this is a very good time to take a look at that. And we are also in the ancestral time, November, that time when the influence of the ancestors is being seen, and, you know, past traumas of ancestors are being reactivated at this point in time for many people. It's a time when it might not be a bad idea to get some work done that can help you clear some of that. Because when you clear yourself, you clear it for everyone. And that's the good news. There is some good news, right? So anyway, I wish you the best with that. And I will say goodbye for now.